Hello, this is Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies. Today's topic is regarding using homeopathic remedies for influenza. As you may know, there is no one remedy for influenza, just as with all other diseases using homeopathy. We can, however, look in the repertory or book of symptoms to guide us in finding the correct remedy for a patient. Lucky for us, in the case of flu, under the chapter fever, there is a rubric for influenza, which at least helps us somewhat by giving us a list of the most used 70 or so remedies. Not only that, but about a third of these are bold-faced, which means they're even more often used. So hopefully, we've noted the symptoms we see in our patient, and then match these to a remedy. For example, if the main thing we notice about the flu victim is a kind of offensive smell that sick people can get, I'm thinking mostly breath here, along with a groggy appearance, exhaustion, and typical aches and pains, we think especially of baptisia, also called wild indigo. If the patient's standout symptom is intense pains deep in the bones as if they're broken, we think of eupatorium, a plant from the daisy family. One leading homeopath suggested the plant dulcamara as a potential good fit for many of the early swine flu cases in Mexico, as this remedy deals with people getting ill from sudden changes in temperature, as apparently happened around Mexico City last year, in Chile people. Dulcamara is also known as woody nightshade. Gelsemium, a type of jasmine, is a very used flu remedy, as its keynote symptoms are dull, droopy, and drowsy, as in that's how the patient looks and feels. While these symptoms can be pretty common for flu, gelsemium also has no thirst, even with a fever, which starts to narrow things down for us. Historically, we can read that one of the most often used remedies in the 1918 pandemic was bryonia, or wild hops, whose standout symptom is pain on motion, which could mean in this case coughing or even breathing. Well, thanks for listening. This was Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.